You're listening to SBS News.
Australia has secured 1 million additional Moderna doses, thanks to a vaccine surplus in the European Union. Initially destined for Spain, the Czech Republic, Portugal and Bulgaria, the vaccines are now en route to Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the first shipment is expected to arrive next week.
These doses, plus Australia's already contracted supply, will be shared around 3,600 community pharmacies across Australia, and up to 1,800 pharmacies will begin to receive doses through the week of the 20th of September.
Children are critical to this next phase of the national campaign, with Australia's expert advisory panel on vaccines recommending its use for everyone 12 years and over. Pfizer has already been approved, which means the age group can book a vaccine from tomorrow. Poland, Singapore, the UK, and now the EU are all helping the federal government with its supply shortage, providing more than 6 million doses in the months ahead. The Commonwealth will direct an additional 417,000 Pfizer and Moderna doses to Victoria as their outbreak worsens. This comes after Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews accused the Prime Minister of unfairly prioritising his home state of New South Wales.
Hopefully there are many hundreds of thousands of extra doses coming to Victoria. That's what we're owed. That's the fair and equitable outcome. A national vaccination program needs to make sure that everybody across the nation gets through that.
Community clinics are being set up across 100 priority hotspots in Victoria, where case numbers are rising and inoculation rates are low. It includes the Hume local government area in Melbourne's northwest. With 140 languages spoken, Hume is one of the most multicultural LGAs in the country. And making up more than a third of Victoria's new cases, it's also become the epicentre of the state's latest COVID-19 outbreak. Hume Mayor Joseph Hawil says there has been limited access to the vaccine in the area.
Look, it'd be fair to say that there is a degree of uncertainty and anxiety in the community with case numbers surging. A point I'd like to make is that the average age in this community is 33. For a long time, many in our community just haven't had access to the vaccine itself because of the rules that were in place.
With the state having passed the 65% first dose milestone, health officials are in no doubt about the effectiveness of the vaccination drive. With the Melbourne Cricket Ground to be vacant again for the AFL Grand Final in 2 weeks' time, there's a push to transform the famous ground for 2 days into a vaccination hub. But the proposal has been met with a lukewarm response from Premier Daniel Andrews.
Getting vaccinated quickly is even more important where you've got cases. So the north and the west is our real priority. The southeast is becoming a worry for us as well. Taking the program to community, I think, is probably more important than having yet again another mass site right in the centre of town.
In New South Wales, large crowds have once again descended on Bondi Beach, but police have been out in force, issuing a crackdown on compliance. Epidemiologist from the University of South Australia, Professor Adrian Esterman, warns of the danger of large gatherings in the current outbreak.
People should really understand that Sydney's going through a huge outbreak, and it's incumbent on them to do the right thing by their fellow Sydneysiders. I don't think crowding at Bondi Beach is doing that.
It comes as the state recorded 1,262 new cases and 7 deaths, including a man in his 20s who had underlying health conditions. Scenes at beaches this weekend are drawing fresh comparisons to those in the suburbs of concern, where recreational activities are being discouraged and even basketball hoops at some courts have been taken down. There was heavy police presence in Bankstown in Western Sydney today, as authorities braced for a protest that never eventuated. Health officials say there are signs of hope of stabilisation of cases in the 12 local government areas of concern, but say infections are picking up pace in inner Sydney. New testing sites and vaccination clinics have been set up in the area, including the National Centre for Indigenous Education in Redfern. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the virus is spreading among vulnerable communities in the suburb, as well as in nearby Glebe, Camperdown and Waterloo.
COVID has so effectively sought out vulnerabilities, and that's why it's not about our overall vaccination coverage. It's also about how effectively we've engaged to people that are in challenging circumstances, be they the homeless, be they the people in social housing, be they the people that are affected by drug and alcohol and mental health issues, and be they other members of the community that are living in large households and under difficult circumstances.
Despite those concerns, Dr. Chant is optimistic that by Tuesday, 80% of eligible people in New South Wales will have their first vaccine dose, wanting that figure to rise to 90% the following week. But New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says infections and hospital admissions are yet to reach their peak. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.